proven that to the IRS. It becomes more of a question, like there's a case where a church had a publishing house, and they said they were operating it, and they weren't just doing religious books, and they were operating it as a regular publishing house kind of thing, and they said that's taxable. My concern is that they are directly competing with other marriage counselors in the area as to what they're doing. And I really like the family, the focus, mm-hmm. the whole deal there, but it's just our job is, what is this property being used for, and does it pass the Franciscan test? And this one, on that part of it, I don't know. We're going to get some answers from them, and maybe they do pass the Franciscan test. I don't know. But that's a decision that we're going to have to make, at least on that piece of property, as to whether it should be exempt or not. And the tax commission decisions do lean towards, well, for religious organizations especially, they do lean towards giving the exemption. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that they don't right now, because we haven't got all the information that we've requested some, but that's kind of the issues that we're looking at as I see under the law. Yeah. And I don't know what the issues of the other, all the ones that we've had in the past that have come up in front of us, like Kanakuk and stuff like that, we haven't really had an issue. I only remember one in the last, I don't know if I've done this 10 years now or whatever, I don't, however many years it's been, there was only one that we ever denied, and that had to do with a nun that was having had a home for wayward women, and it was a great idea, but the problem was is that the house was still in her name, and it would go to her if the thing, mm-hmm. and if she put that house in a not-profit, and it went to a non-profit after she's gone, then that would qualify, but it doesn't. But that was the only one that I can recall that we ever really had an issue on an exemption. But these, the ones that are presented this year, do have some rather unique issues. So,
yeah. I was reading that the criteria, I think the last one, you know, has to be for the benefit of the charity. And my thought was, you know, if they had these cabins, and when they're not doing marriage counseling, they're renting them out to tourists or whatever that come to the area.
I don't know. That's
an issue. Okay.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, it's always been dedicated to marriage. They're charitable.
Marriage
yeah.
retreat.
Yeah. And for me to say, hey, you know, you got this over here where people stay, and this over here where it's not developed. I'm gonna exempt this and tax that, and they're saying, hey, it's for the overall charitable atmosphere and ambiance and everything.
Right.
In my mind, I'm a citizen. I'm gonna support that.
Yeah, and I don't know if part of the problem is the burdens on them and the use of that property. We obviously have some outside comments that we know about. They don't walk through the field, they walk down the road, but I'm not going to worry about that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are using it. If it were
Little Heroes, you know,
yeah.
I mean, like even the Boy Scout case you referred to, I mean, hey, we don't know, you know, the activity use, but they're going to use it for a charity, you know, outdoor experience, charitable purpose.
Well, and the Boy Scouts were, they did have evidence of their regular use of it. And that's how, I guess I'm just letting you know, that's how the sport, I think that if, in this case, with the focus on the family, if they combine those parcels, then yes, I think you've got a better, but in this case, we have to look at each parcel, and we can't, that particular property is not being used, I think is the way that they are looking at it under the case law. And I get, but that's why we have three of us on the board. I'm just telling you the issues, and if you feel like that it's part of the deal, then that's fine. But they, in the cases like where they split and they said, these properties are taxable and these properties are not, like where they had a bunch of parcels.
Yeah.
What they looked at is the, in other words, if they had a building plan and had broke ground, they were going to exempt them. If they had, if they had erected certain things or started certain things or whatever, there's one where an assessor, you know, is by God on January 1, it wasn't completed, so therefore it's not exempt. They said, no, you know, they're allowed some time, but they have to do something. They have to do something.
I think we've done issues like that last year. We had Bridge of Faith, and I thought it was a strip center where they leased out the third party. And so we, they had exemption, but we said that one, it's a commercial enterprise. And so we said, you know, that's, and again, I don't remember all the issues, but, you know, we didn't say that one was exempt. We said that one, we're going to tax that one. And that was, I think, everybody was, even Bridge of Faith, everybody agreed with that.
Well, I think that...
do we want to go ahead and take care of...
Okay, do we still have a disagreement on part of it? Or are we good to go? Or?
Well, I don't know that we have a disagreement. I think we're agreeing on...
So we have a revised number on the structure. I think
this is on BOE number...
37.
Okay. But we're going to untable that and take it back up.
So the revised number on the structures at 417 LLC is $1,029,535.
$1,029,000?
Yep, 535. The delta between our number and his number, construction number, I'm sorry, the delta between our original number and the revised number is $241,111. But there's still... his construction cost, he says, was $28,588, which is about a $100,947 difference. But he's agreed to go with the $1,029,535, which is generated by our software.
Okay, so what's the final number for the whole thing? $1,049,000.
Well, it's going to be the $1,029,535 plus the land, which is at...
$241,111, you said?
Here it is. Isn't your land 85,160? You can't really say you're going to have to look.
85,160 is the land. Plus the 1,029,535.
So it's 85, you said? Okay.
85,160.
For... So 114?
Mm-hmm, 695.
114. 1,114,695?
Yep.
Correct. Okay. Steve, is that agreed?
Yep.
Okay. As to BOE number 37, I make a motion that we reduce the value to $1,114,695.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. No problem. Hey, do you want your paperwork or do you want us to make airplanes?
No. Make airplanes.
Okay. All right. We'll do it. Okay. That pretty much does it until Empire, guys. So,
what time is that?
Empire's not till 10:15. I was trying to see if there's anything we could do this from this afternoon's docket.
Actually, 10.
Looks like there's a lot of Summer Bay stuff.
Where's that at?
Can we start knocking at the very end?
Yeah, we could try.
Start knocking some of those off.
And it shows you how short the list is here, really. Yeah. So I have not done the counts. Again, added to your your stuff, Jerry, if you're looking at it. We'll just have to find out how many of each address there are that they're asking for. So.
Which one are we looking at?
I don't know. What are we talking about right now?
I think we're getting to the point where we're at...
Which BOE is what I'm asking?
We're looking at 2024-38, if that is one. I don't know.
Stallman.
That's the next one on your list after White.
Stallman, mm-hmm. This afternoon. Is that a...
Page 40.
That's an in-person.
Right, but is it a...
That's evaluation. And then the rest, starting with number 180, those are all classifications.
Nightly rentals.
Okay, but is that, do we have them persons or are they call-ins or are they?
I'm looking at the, everything is person except for focus on family.
So the Stallman one looks like it's classified as a school.
What? Which one?
Stallman is classified as a school.
This is BOE number 38 we're looking at.
I think that one is, he bought a property, where was Cam? Remember where Cam was, the old grade school?
Oh, yes.
And they sold him, he does basketball lessons.
Okay.
Dave does. And I think he bought a gym or something there.
He bought the old indoor gym?
I think that's what this is regarding, yeah.
And he's got it's not in the name of a 501c3.
No. Yeah. It is the old... Grade school
gym.
The old grade. Well,
that's literally where the fire started back in the. I think it was.
Oh yeah, did you go to school there?
It's where the lunchroom used to be.
We're talking about the elementary school. We're not talking about the old high school.
No, this is.
You're thinking about the red brick building. That's where the fire.
This is the old elementary, where the lunchroom was. That went out onto the playground.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. See, I was in Hollister in grade school. Seventh grade.
Trader.
I
started
grade school there. But my dad did go to school over there in the old.
Okay.
When Chase was there, yeah.
So he teaches basketball here, is all?
So Dave is he's a pastor over.
So is it valuation or classification?
It said valuation, but maybe...
Okay, so he's just looking to reduce the value of that building. Have you talked to him at all? Has he had any contact?
No, nobody ever called me.
Okay. He's got an in-person. We may have to wait for him. I don't know, but I'll call him.
And the only teleconference we have in the afternoon is focused on the family. Everything else is in-person.
So we've got on Summer Bay. It looks like we have an attorney on all those, Mr. Dobbs.
Yes.
Be nice if we can get.
I'll try to call him and see what we can do.
On this building though, that we're talking about, the old school, we've got a base area of 20,260 square feet. So it's a very large building.
But I have a question, because what's on the docket as far as the appraised and the assessed value is not what it's showing on the beacon. There's a big difference. On the docket, it says that the assessed value is 56,370, but on the beacon, it says it's 390,960.
There's a lever on the right side.
Or change it with one of those chairs down there, Greg.
There you go.
Man, thank you, Dave.